Hello and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. Now, there's an unlikely saviour appearing on the horizon for our hard-pressed pig farmers. The lifeline comes from China, who, after years of negotiations, have opened their doors to British pork. The Chinese market is estimated to be worth around £40 million a year, and the UK Business Secretary Vince Cable and a delegation from China have signed the all-important health certificate agreement, which allows six of the UK processing plants to export to the Chinese. It's really important to get pig meat to the Far East, as they take all the parts of the animal which are difficult to sell on the domestic market. Of course, it's going to take some time to get that export trade built up, but let's hope it's another leg up for our pig farmers. And staying with meaty stories, the Scottish sheep industry has had a huge vote of confidence from the Costco Wholesale Group. As of now, Scotch lamb is on the shelves in their cash and carry warehouses. The Scotch lamb will be supplied by Mackintosh Donald of Portlethen and will go into Costco warehouses in Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Glasgow and Gateshead. And the company say that it's clear evidence of their commitment to regional supply. That's two good news stories today for farmers in our MFR patch. And the third is coming up this weekend at Port Soy. Yes, it's the Boat Festival and it's a real celebration of fishing, food and drink, as well as the arts in the northeast of Scotland. Food produced in the region has received a financial boost from the Scottish Government. Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead announced it earlier this week.
Well, £1.1 million is to help the promotion of Scottish food and drink, particularly at festivals and events that are taking place in Scotland, whether it's the Port Soy Small Boat Festival or whether it's other events elsewhere in the country, into showcases for food and drink at the same time. Let's get the benefits from introducing tourists and visitors to Scottish food and drink.
And Port Soy this weekend will get a share of that money to help celebrate all that's good about food and drink in the North East. We'll be there sampling it as well, and next week we'll bring you some of the highlights, if we don't see you there in the meantime. It all kicks off tonight and goes on all weekend, so do get along if you can. But whatever you do, have a good weekend. And don't forget, you can always catch up with any of our farming programmes you may have missed. Just go to mfr.co.uk/farming and there's our Listen Again podcast. And I'll be back on Monday as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.